should already be familiar with because they've seen similar things in the system already. Right now, when we open and close toll plaza lanes, we use a green arrow, a green down arrow, or a red X. So we're staying consistent with that terminology.
Thank you.
Yes. We have something in Lake County called Lake County Passage, and it's real time as well. And you get an alert even before you leave the house. If, let's say, the tanker situation happened during commuting hours and regular business hours, so you can move away. Now, I know our tollways are a little more difficult than a county road where you can jump onto a different one, but do we have anything like that in alerts that go out before somebody leaves the house?
We're working on that right now to leave.
And
Twitter.
Okay.
And that's a function of communications department.
For tweets, basically, from
okay,
us that
so
we get real-time information.
And Tim's.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions? Well, if not, thank you, Mr. Kaplan, for this presentation and for your leadership in this area. This is very, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Christy.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
You.
All right. We will proceed to our items for consideration today, and our first group of approvals or considerations under procurement, and we have two items under that, an award of a contract to Motorola Solutions, an award of a contract to Patchen Incorporated, and it's my understanding that it would be appropriate to consider these two items together. So there's no objection to doing them together. May we have a motion to approve contract 150066 to Motorola Solutions and contract 14-0091 to Patchen Incorporated.
Motion approved.
Second.
All right, it's been directed to seconded.
We can do a presentation on, we're prepared to speak to each individual since we didn't have a committee, if you'd like to do that.
All right. Well, if there are... And Christy makes a good point. While we're sort of in this transition stage, we have not put committees together yet to address all of these. So we can go into more detail if anybody has questions before we vote to approve. So if there's any discussion or any questions, now is the time to, or any concerns for that matter, now is the time to raise them. Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call on those two contracts?
John Schulstrom?
Aye.
Director May?
Yes.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Seller?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion again.
All righty. Contract 15-0066 to Motorola Solutions Incorporated and contract 14-0091 to Patchen Incorporated ROP. We will now proceed to our engineering section, and I guess perhaps maybe we can go through these individually. That might be the best way to do it since we do not have a committee. So. We are going to, I think there's one item number 10, which we're being asked to defer to a subsequent or future meeting, is that correct? So that one will not be open for consideration. So we'll start, why don't we start with item number one, which is an award of a contract to Mead Incorporated for roadway lighting upgrades on the Reagan Tollway. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
All right, it's been moved, and did I hear a second?
Second.
Very good. Moved and seconded. Any discussion or questions regarding that particular contract? If not, may we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Bay?
Yes.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Very good. Contract 15-5710 to Mead Incorporated is approved. We will proceed to contract I-14-46644 to Plody Construction for roadway and bridge construction on Illinois 39. May we have a motion, please?
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any questions, discussions, concerns regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Bay?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Contract I-14-4644 to Foley Construction and Dunn and Bay Construction is approved. And we'll now move to contract 15-5709 to National Power Riding Corporation. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion, questions, concerns regarding this item? Hearing nothing, then we have a roll call, please.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Contract 15-5709 to National Power Riding Corporation is approved. We will proceed to item number 4, which is the acceptance of a proposal from Discovery Incorporated on contract 14-4200 for construction management services. May we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All right. Your second?
Second.
All right. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion, questions, concerns regarding this contract? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
I'm going to abstain on this one.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
I think I'm going to abstain on this one.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Chair, I only counted 5 affirmative votes on that, and per the Toll Highway Act and our bylaws, we need 6 for any action to carry. So maybe it's something we will either hear more from, Chief Engineer can present more, or you may want to just refer to a future meeting.
So we need 6 affirmative votes to pass this.
Correct.
And we're missing one. We have one missing board member. So.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was suggesting. You may want to have a full slate and revote however you'd like to proceed.
So then, what's the preferred way to go? To table this to another meeting, or is it something that I could just defer? Yeah, it has to be deferred?
As best I understand, and Chief Engineer obviously is here, I don't think this is, you know, a contract we can just move past. We're gonna need the work. So I don't know if you want Paul to discuss now. If folks are essentially locked in, you might want to revisit with a full 9 around the table.
Paul, do you want to comment?
Sure. I may have to give a little bit of background. So this is a professional service contract. This is the way we select professional services is multiple firms submit statements of interest to us. We review them in great detail. We actually have a tiered process. The first tier, we actually score the individual statements of interest. 2 folks at minimum in engineering do that. So we have a ranking on this particular item. I'm sure there were many submittals. We go to a tier 2 evaluation, which is the chief engineer and the deputy chiefs, and there's a discussion amongst all the items on a particular bulletin. So even if a firm finished number 1 on multiple items, we know we can't select them for every single job because it would impact their capacity. So we make some determinations and balancing like that. And then we actually have a formal selection committee meeting that meets to discuss these in detail again. And that's typically been the chief engineer, 2 deputy chiefs, an outside representative from the industry. It's been Fred Coleman, who's from the University of Illinois, and then also Gustavo Dorado, who's on our diversity chief. And we are required by law to vote and determine the order of most qualified for the top 3. And then once that's done, we announce that to the public, and then we are allowed to begin negotiations with the top firm. So all those steps have proceeded already. This particular item, we're looking for someone to provide us with construction management services. It's primarily associated with work that we have ongoing at our maintenance facilities. And we're recommending award to Descoto, their DD firm. Because this is a task order contract, it has a fixed upper limit of $600,000, so they will receive tasks off of this contract and be obligated to do them for us. And what we're looking for in the whole construction management realm of services is we need somebody to inspect the work as it's being done,
to coordinate with the contractor on any issues that they're having. They have to do material testing for us to make sure that the products that the contractors are using are matching our specifications. And then they have to fill out certifications to us that the work has been measured, meets our specs, and is in place before the TOLE can make any payments to the contractor on this work. And we do have some activities planned at both maintenance facility M2, which is in Hillside, and M14, which is in Donner's Grove. They're going to be doing some parking lot rehab there, asphalt surface and binder and base work. Some of it related to our truck weigh in motion scales that we plan to implement at those two facilities. And we do have that construction contract is in place, so we do need a construction manager to oversee that for us.
And what if we wait till the next meeting to present this? Is that going to cause us a hardship?
I believe we will be able to, even if we wait a month, that'll be enough time to bring them on board and have them perform the services.
All right. Well, it's clear that this was not defeated, but it was also not accepted. Is it a statutory requirement that we have 6 votes on?
It is, Chair. Yeah. And you might entertain, just for we're working new with a bunch of faces, perhaps a motion to reconsider the item at a future meeting since we did go through a vote.
So you'd ask for a motion to reconsider at a future meeting?
Correct. At a future meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, then what I would propose to do, if there's no objection from the board, is to bring this at our next meeting. We may have an additional director at that time. At that point, we'll ask for a reconsideration before we do the vote. Because my understanding is you can reconsider at the same meeting or at the next meeting. Is that correct?
Absolutely right.
Very good.
Point of clarification, Mr. Chairman. Do we need to make that motion to reconsider at a later meeting, or can we just bring it up?
Well, we have to make my understanding is that we could make a motion to reconsider later at this meeting or at the next meeting, the next regular meeting.
But were you asking whether you absolutely needed a motion and a vote, or whether we could just opt to?
Do we need to make a motion today to say we'll bring it to the next board meeting?
I don't believe so.
I think, as the chair indicated, either option there is perfectly fine from our standpoint.
Yeah.
You feel you do need to make a motion and have
And that's your intent, Chair, is you'll make a motion to reconsider the item that we just...
Yeah, we'll put it on the next agenda, and preliminarily we'll say to bring this to the board, we need a motion to reconsider, and we will do that. And anyone who voted affirmatively can make that motion, is that correct?
It may actually be anyone who voted. But okay. We'll make sure somebody appropriate makes the motion for reconsideration.
Very good. All right. So the contract for Descoto does not pass, and we will proceed to agenda item number 5, which is a consideration of a contract from Engineering Services Incorporated for construction management services.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd be happy to make the motion, but I'd like a little more flavor and understanding on this item.
Very good. Would you make the motion then?
Yes. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Paul, can you give us a little more flavor and understanding?
Yes, I will. So item 5 is a supplement in the amount not to exceed $249,072.34, and this is to compensate Engineering Services Group for some additional construction management services that the TOLE has requested of them. It's on contract 4019. What they're going to be doing is actually finishing up the construction management activity for the work that we have going on at Lee Street on I-90. So they've been working on this interchange. They've done a very good job thus far. The work was delayed through no fault of their own, and actually through no fault of the contractor. We had to get some FAA permits. We needed some IDOT permits. Roughly, we're asking them for an additional 100 days of service to wrap this job up for us. It is the most cost-effective way for us to close out these jobs. I mean, one alternative would always be, you know, we could tell them they're done and bring somebody else on, but, you know, we're losing all the historical information that they have related to the job and the expertise, and this is in our best interest to have them finish up this work for us and complete the work. Supplements are you see, just based on my agenda today, we don't have a lot of supplements. They are necessary from time to time, and we do negotiate each one of these with the vendors who are doing the work for us to make sure, you know, we're getting exactly what we need to get and not paying any more than we have to. And I am recommending that this supplement be approved.
Does that answer your questions?
Yes, thank you.
Are there any other questions? Any other concerns or desire to discuss this matter? If not, may we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Shellerstein?
Aye.
Dr. Bain?
Aye.
Dr. Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Very good. The supplement to the contract 114019 with Engineering Services Incorporated is approved. We will proceed to item number six, which essentially is an amendment or leave to contract 144205 with Cody Construction. Do we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Maybe this would be a good one also to give us a little summary on, if you don't mind, Paul.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, this also is not a typical agenda item. We don't usually have such large change orders and extra work orders, but they are necessary and critical to keeping the work going out in the field and to address any issues that we didn't know at the time we put out the original contract. And ultimately, you know, approval of this will help us minimize the overall cost of the agency. So this item is item six. It's a change order, extra work order, requesting funding in amount of $1,083,824.97. It's on contract 4205. It's a joint venture contractor here, Plody Construction and Dunnet Bay. And it's to add an additional retaining wall into this contract. We need an additional 560 feet of retaining wall. It also is going to require us to revise some of the drainage along that retaining wall. And the original plans did not identify the need for additional right-of-way in this area, so that was a design error on the part of our consultant who put our design documents together for us, because when we went out in the field, we did discover that, yes, we don't own an additional 35 feet that we thought were the tollways, and in order to get my I-90 work completed and keep the work going in this area, we will need to do a retaining wall. There were retaining wall items included in this contract, and there was, of course, drainage items included in this contract. So we used that information as the basis for determining what the total dollar value was going to be for this additional wall. And we also match it up to our historical information relative to these items, and we do have a vast amount of historical information relative to what these cost. So we feel very comfortable with the price for this work. We recognize that it is critical to keeping the Main Line paving job going and enabling it to complete on time. If we weren't to do this, we would have to stop work in this area. We would have to put this work in maybe next year's contract, or we would have to extend this work into next year. That would trigger winterization costs. That would trigger remobilization costs. That would trigger additional inflation costs for materials and labor next year if we put it off. So we know this is in our best interest to move forward with it now. I did mention that there is a potential error and omission associated with this work, which we have a very robust process in place for evaluating all of those also. And that is going to be evaluated, and we will determine you know, if the designer is at fault, and the designer is engaged in this process right now, so we don't completely leave them out of the situation. They know they're helping us resolve the problem as best we can right now, but they will be obligated to pay, you know, any premium amount that we feel, you know, we were damaged by, you know, discovering this need for this wall at such a late stage, and that's pretty much the justification for why engineering, at least, is recommending we move forward.
Yes, so you're saying that if they were to caught it at the beginning, we would have had to pay for this anyways.
Correct.
But if we're paying any extra costs, there's delays that cost us money, you're looking to hold them responsible for those extra costs.
Absolutely.
Any other questions? Discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Shillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
14-4205, contract to Cody Construction in Dunnet Bay, approved. We will now proceed to item number 7, which is a partial release of retainage on contract 13-4115. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Is there any discussion? Questions? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Shillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Partial release of retainage on contract 13-4115 to Cody Construction is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 8, which is another partial release of retainage on contract 13-4124 to Cody Construction. May we have a motion on that, please?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion, questions regarding this? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Shillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Very good. Partial release of retainage on contract 13-4124 to Cody Construction is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 9, which is a final release of retainage on contract 13-4143 to Pertano Construction. May we have a motion?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this final release of retainage? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Shillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Very well. The final release of retainage on contract 13-4143 to Pertano is approved. As we previously stated, agenda item number 10 is being pulled from this agenda and is going to be deferred until a future date. Is there any question on pulling this matter? Hearing nothing, we will then proceed to agenda number 11, which is a final release of retainage on contract 13-5684 to Passion and Nielsen. May we have a motion on that?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing nothing. May we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Shillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Very well. Final release of retainage on contract 13-5684 to Passion is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 12, which is another final release of retainage on contract 13-9139R to the Boa Group. May we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All righty. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, may we please have a roll call?
Chairman Shillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Final release of retainage on contract 13-9139R to the Boa Group is approved. Pursuant to our last item under engineering. Agenda item number 13, which is final release of retainage on contract 13-5686 to Cody Construction. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, may we please have a roll call?
Chairman Shillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Very well. Final release of retainage on contract 13-5686 to Cody is approved. We will now proceed to approval of certain legal motions, and we will go to our first item, which is an intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hey, Chair, just by way of protocol, so we'll only deal with item one right now in open session. The rest of those items will go into exec after we make the open meetings act motion to head there.
So 2, 3, 4, and 5, we will have the ability to discuss in executive session.
And we come back out.
We will then address them after executive session when we deal with our other deferred. All right, we will deal then with the intergovernmental agreement with IDOT now, and can you give us a little background on that, please?
No, I'm absolutely happy to. This is an IGA for our newer members, stands for intergovernmental agreement. You'll see these routinely between the tollway and other public entities, villages, towns, typically IDOT. In this case, this is in connection with the Elgin O'Hare work. Under a prior construction contract that Paul and the engineering team have let, we're going to be replacing the Devon Avenue Bridge going over I-290. The villages of Elk Grove and Itasca, as often happens when we're doing bridge work, they've asked that a couple aesthetic additions be made that are above and beyond the actual award of the initial construction contract. In this case, we're going to do some things with railings, Paul, a couple decorative fences that are just going to liven the thing up a bit.
That bridge looks beautiful.
Is that already done? I'm sorry, my information may be late. So the work's already done. Well done. So this IGA is just dealing with those costs. The villages, as often is the case, when they've asked for things to be done, they will then just pick up the incremental spend. In this case, that included some engineering and construction costs totaling $160,251.96 that those villages will split 50-50. And that's the IGA, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Now, my understanding is that Director Johnson is going to recuse himself from this matter, correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Please note that when you work with Elk Grove, we spent millions just prior to this. It's no cost to the tollway. That's what a nice community Elk Grove is. Really note for the record.
That's just how you were recusing yourself. All right. May we have a motion on this issue?
Second.
All right, it's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or question or further questions on this? If not, may we have a roll call?
Chairman Shillishton?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye. Recuse myself.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Very good. The intergovernmental agreement with IDOT, the County of Cook, Elk Grove Village, and Village of Itasca is approved. So that will conclude our legal and also all of our items for consideration at this time. Our next item is unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business to come before the board at this time? All right, hearing nothing, our next item on the agenda is the executive session. And as you know, we would ask anybody who is not on the board or certain staff to please leave. We will be taking action after executive session, though. Individuals with interest in the executive director's position or in agenda items 2, 3, 4, or 5 under legal may wish to come back. So we'll take a...
moving. Okay. Just go right into it. It's up to you.
Okay.
He needs... The general counsel typically makes the motion.
Okay, very good. Well, let's make the motion, and then we'll take a short break while the movie clears.
Chair, we would recommend a motion to proceed to executive session pursuant to exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act, specifically sections 2C1 to discuss personnel matters, in addition to the appointment of legal counsel for the agency, 2C3 to discuss the selection of a person to fill a public office seat, section 2C5 to discuss purchase of real property for the agency, and section 2C11 to discuss tollway litigation items.
Very good. Would one of the directors make that as a motion, and then we'd ask for a second?
I'll make the motion.
Second. All right, very good. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion to go into executive session? May we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Shillishton?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Yes.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Very good. We are in executive session, and we will be for a little bit. So. All righty. We will reconvene the meeting. We pass an appropriate motion to come out of executive session, and we will now proceed to item 6.3, legal, and we will go to agenda item number 2.
You're free to take them as a group if it'll help you with time, or you can go one by one. Either way, Chair is fine.
Take them as a group. Perhaps.
It's up to you.
Yeah, let's do them individually. I think we can do that. Could we have a motion on the settlement agreement with U.S. Service, Inc.?
Motion to approve.
Second. Is there a second? All right, we had discussion on this in closed session. Is there any other discussion that needs to be made, or David, in your opinion, a statement that needs to be made, or are we just good to vote on this?
No, thank you for your time. You can go right to the vote.
Very good. Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Bang?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Very good. All righty, we will now proceed to item number 3, which is a workman's compensation settlement with Mr. Timothy Gutt. We did have discussion about this, and there has been a recommendation that we settle on this. So may we have a motion to approve the recommended settlement?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this? Very well. Do we need the amount in there, or...
Our typical practice, Chair, is to keep it as the motion is as discussed in executive session. So it's certainly recorded,
yes,
and may come out at a later date, but not at this time.
Very good. All right.
Because a settlement hasn't actually been reached.
The settlement has not been reached. You've just authorized us to go try and get that done. So okay. That's Christy's point.
I understand. And there may or may not be a confidentiality agreement that we don't know about at this time.
Every once in a while.
All right. Very good. With that understanding. Is there any discussion or question? May we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Bang?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Very good. The settlement with Mr. Gutt is approved. All right, we will proceed to item number 4, which is another approval for a settlement with Mr. Emilio Mendez. We did have discussions about this also in closed session. May we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve the settlement as presented in closed session. If there is no other discussion, may we have a roll call?
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Very good. The proposed settlement with Mr. Emilio Mendez is approved. We will now move to item number 5, which is a proposal to add the law firm of Green and Letts to our approved pool of law firms. There was discussion about this and the basis for this in closed session. May we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion regarding this matter? If not, may we proceed to a roll call on this also?
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Very good. The law firm of Green and Letts is added to our pool of approved law firms. All righty, we will now proceed back to the chairman's report and item number 3, which is executive director selection. And I would be remiss if before we proceeded to this, I didn't thank you for your many years of service to the Tollway.
Of course.
The Tollway has thrived under yours and others' leadership and the team that you put together here, and I think I speak for the board and the staff. Thank you for your years of service and you've left a legacy of success behind.
It's been a privilege. Thank you.
So now, at this point, we did have discussion about a new executive director, and we had that discussion in an executive session, and I am hopeful and believe that we've come to a decision, a very good decision, so I would entertain a motion at this point.
I enter a motion to approve the hiring of Greg Bedeloff as the next executive director of the Illinois State Toll Highway Authority and to authorize the chairman, Shillstrom, to establish Mr. Bedelov's compensation and benefits consistent with the discussion we had in the matter of the executive session.
All right, there is a motion. Is there a second? All right, it's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Chair, if you'd maybe just put on the record the effective date of the motion, take effect immediately.
It would take effect immediately, is that correct?
That is correct. I would amend my motion, so.
Good. And the seconder has no objection to that amendment, I take it?
None.
Very good. All right, so we have the motion before us, and it is seconded. And I would just say that I've had the opportunity to know Mr. Bedelov for many years. I had the opportunity to work with him at Choose to Page. He's a very talented individual. He is an expert in economic development. And as we all know, economic development is very important to the state. It's very important to the tollway. It's very important to the governor and our other leaders in this state, and Greg is going to bring that unique skill. He will help the tollway become an agent of change, an agent where we can act as an economic development partner with other agencies in the state. And I for one, look forward to him becoming a member of our team. And I know many of you know him and are impressed by his skills. And Greg, we'll have to vote before we welcome you, I guess. But I highly recommend him. So, anyhow, is there any other discussion or questions regarding this matter? If not, may we have a roll call?
Chairman Shillstrom?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Very well. Mr. Greg Bedelov is the new executive director of the Illinois Toll Highway Authority. Greg, we welcome you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome to the team. All righty. We went through unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business one more time before we seek adjournment?
Mr. Chairman, if I ask, I believe on the agenda we had about committee assignments. Should that be taken up next meeting?
What I intend to do, I guess that's a good thing to bring up at this point, is if I had sort of hoped we have one directorship open. I don't know when that will be filled. I am intending to send out a little memo to everybody. We have a committee structure here that has been in place for a period of time. As of this point, I see no reason to change that committee structure. So I'll send you out a little note to try and get your feel as to what committees you would like to serve on. Obviously, if possible, I'd like to accommodate everyone. Sometimes that's not always possible, but I'm interested in knowing what your opinion is. And then I would think that I would present a proposed committee structure at the next meeting, and hopefully you would be supportive of it, or if not, change it. And bottom line is, we probably need to get it in place so that we can move forward. So I haven't forgotten that, and that you should be receiving a short memo from me in the near future.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any other unfinished business? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Site. All right. Is there any discussion on that?
No.
If not. Oh. If not,
I apologize.
If not, all those in favor of adjournment, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed. We are adjourned, and I thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chris. Thank you.